April 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My appeal continues to go out to each individual, to each heart. Perfect yourself in holiness. If each one would do so, dishonesty and corruption, such as is present in politics these days, would not exist. Souls would, with honesty, search their own hearts each night to find any sin or error they may have fallen into during the day. They would not, in truth, be able to excuse themselves and allow these sins to go unchecked. They would want the best for others, not only themselves. This should be the bylaw of everyone in public life, and indeed, each soul. In the present moment, sanctify your efforts by living in the truth. The truth of your efforts to be personally holy is the most important recognition in your spiritual journey. Some do not care about personal holiness, only worldly gain. These are the ones slipping to their perdition. These are the unbelievers I ask you to pray and sacrifice for. These souls comprise the majority of the world population. Then there are the many who have embraced error as a religion. Now you understand why my paternal heart and the heart of my son are mournful." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 14 through 15. "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16. "And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and builds itself in love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.